Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Aaron.
And we're going to tell you a story about...
It's the time that we nearly summited a mountain with an ex-Seventh-day Adventist minister named John.
So about 3 years ago, we're out in Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado. Yeah. And...
My sister lives out there, and she gave us a few sage words of wisdom, and they were, do not be above tree line after 2 p.m. Don't do it.
So it's our fourth day of backpacking, and we have not gone above tree line yet. And we come across this man who's about 70, and he's got the shortest shorts on. And all he has with him is a plastic grocery bag that contains a pair of khaki pants, and a half-empty water bottle, and he invites us to go summit a mountain up Mummy Mountain, and I look at Aaron like...
It's just the most cartoon face I've ever seen anyone made, and I was not so keen on summiting this mountain with this stranger who hikes in khakis and a plastic bag, but I couldn't say no, and so I found myself all of a sudden with my hand in this pile, and John was leading us in this Three Musketeers chant of... All for one, and one for all!
And next thing we knew, we were heading up off the trail, following stones, up through the woods, and we made our way up to 12,000 feet, and at that point...
Well, that was when altitude sickness started setting in for me. I felt terrible. So if any of you have ever climbed a mountain, you're not maybe from mountainous areas, you start getting nauseous, you lose your breath. And I decided, all right, well, maybe I need to either turn back or just stop.
And at that point, John was like, you're not going to do that. And he said, we're a team. And he said, when you spread the embers, the fire dies faster. And with that... he told me how to get Aaron up this mountain by...
by literally putting his hand on my butt and pushing me up the mountain the entire way. So we got to this point where we were maybe 200 feet from the top, and the entire way up, Alex kept looking at the sky.
Because there were clouds, and I kept asking John, should we worry about those? And he said, oh no, the weather's going to hold. It's going to be fine. And we find ourselves finally almost at the very top of the mountain, but we stop for a moment.
We're taking pictures, and that's when Alex sees the lightning.
And I say, lightning! And then we all start scrambling and putting our packs and clothes. And then John is standing over there, and he's going, where are my keys? And he's lost his keys. And I say, forget it. We've got to go, man.
So we're heading down the mountain, right? And it's a fast scramble because you can't run down boulders. It's hard if you've tried it. And so we're scrambling down the mountain. And at some point, you know, you start feeling this electrical charge building around you. And your hair is, like, starting to stand on end a little bit. And it's very, very frightening.
And the clouds keep growing. And we keep hearing thunder. And the sky is turning grayer and blacker. And there's rain. And we're just losing it. And then all of a sudden, John stops.
And John stops. And he puts his hands in the air. And he says, Lord, you led us up this mountain safely. Guide us down. And I felt this safe passage a little bit. But really, I just sprinted past him. And I fist pumped the air. And I said, amen!
So after 30 minutes of running down this mountain, we make it to the tree line, and we're standing there, and we've, like, you know, we're just gathering ourselves, and we're like, we get to our packs, and we are saying our goodbyes to John, and he's like, let me take your information, and he enters my email in his flip phone very slowly for about 10 minutes. And then we give hugs, and we say goodbye, and then we're just taking in this whole, like,
this whole spiritual experience, this revelry of this strange friendship with this organic farmer and ex-Seventh-day Adventist minister who was our guide named John, and just kind of experiencing this adrenaline rush and this consideration that together we were able to do something that was kind of beautiful.
Yeah, and we also learned that together we're stronger, but we also learned that never go above tree line
after 2 p.m.